Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 8th day of June, 2009. We are now simulcasting the final 3 hours of the four-hour radio show live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. We have former federal treasury agent, armed agent assigned to the IRS, Joe Bannister, joining us in studio. There's also a, quote, governmentally funded New World Order conference going on in Canada. We're going to get a 10-minute report on that later. And one of the PrisonPlanet.com forum moderators, JT Coyote, Jack Travis, great guy, no criminal record, Native American. He got SWAT teamed because the Century 21 realtors saw reloading in his house. And they watch the sitcoms and see the dramas on TV and reloading supplies and firearms. That's listed in the police report. Is evidence of a meth lab. It's evidence of crime. That's why all the shows are based in New York. All the dramas, the fiction shows are based in New York or Chicago, and the cops pull somebody over and find a gun and go, you're going to jail for this gun. People then watch that in Colorado and Texas. I had it happen to me with carpet cleaners. But I had a bad feeling and called the carpet place, and they said, well, he tried to call the cops. Yes, we tried to explain to our cleaner that guns are legal in Texas. But there had been a whole debate about whether to call the cops on me or not. So I'm telling you, this is dangerous. Somebody needs to start a company like plumbing and carpet cleaning and stuff that advertises, we don't spy on you when you're in your, and when we're in your house. See, cops got to get a warrant to go in your house, but not all these repair people. And you can watch them when they're in your house, man. They're looking. They're all getting a little cut off that. And I know a bunch of old ladies in Austin. It's actually been in the news a few times who've been raided. But I know old women who get raided for fish tanks. If cleaner men see fish tanks, they think it's drugs with some lily pads growing. One lady was, she's dead now, a famous scientist that studies fish. An ornithologist studies birds, and a zoologist studies animals, period. I forget the scientific name for studying fish. And they saw a bunch of fish tanks in her house, and they raided her, knocked her door down. And I had a good friend, Nick, help actually work on America's Toy by Design. He and his girlfriend lived next door to me in the apartments. They're a few doors down, and we were friends. Totally clean cut. You know, this guy was like 0% fat, running 5 miles a day, lifting weights, and we worked out some. That's why it was so funny. The guy wouldn't even really drink. When they knocked his door down, the SWAT team came because his girlfriend was taking botany at UT and had some little flowers growing with a grow light. You can't have a grow light in America. You're going to be SWAT teamed. Do you understand that? I mean, this just happened to JT Coyote. I've got the police reports and everything right here. They're up on Infowars.com. And it says that two firearms were seen. You don't have firearms in Colorado. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter if they're legal. SWAT teams are coming. That's how this country operates. That's why there's billboards up. I can be in New York, California, Texas. I've seen them for at least a decade. These billboards that show a revolver pointed at you threateningly. And it says, report illegal guns. Well, the slave public that doesn't own guns, half the population, they think guns illegal. That billboard is false advertising. It's meant to say revolvers are illegal. All right, I'm done talking about that. Since we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to air this Michael Reagan clip in the next segment and then get into other news. This Michael Reagan clip is him last year saying, murder Mark Dice, I will pay for the bullets and kill other 9/11 truthers. And for soliciting murder on air to 8 million people, he should be arrested. Now, I said earlier that this fool, Roanoke man charged with making online threats on Infowars.com, Roanoke newspaper, he went on there and said, kill this cop, kill that cop. He went on there and said, go to their house, kill their family. That's horrible to say kill somebody's children. And he's now been arrested. He should get in trouble. But this was obviously across the country had some danger, but nothing compared to Michael Reagan, the 8 million people saying it. He didn't get in trouble. Why? We're going to ask that question when we get back. Then I'm going to get into the financial news, what's happening. Like we warned you, we said this 6-7 months ago, the bailout monies actually caused less bank lending. That's by design. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Schenck. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, an AP headline, all businesses, bond market route lifts mortgage costs. The Federal Reserve announced a $1.2 trillion plan 3 months ago designed to push down mortgage rates and breathe life into the housing market. But this and other big government spending programs are turning out to have the opposite effect. Rates and mortgages and U.S. Treasury debts are now marching higher as nervous bond investors fret about the resurgence of inflation. Again, I don't have the staff and crew to do this, but it's very effective with new listeners and viewers online. If listeners will go back to October 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, I said this will increase on every show. I said this will increase the amount of mortgages. And then I explained why. We've seen the IMF and World Bank do this hundreds of times in third world countries and in Western countries. This is a shake and bake. It's like people go, you're a genius. You know how to make pancakes. No, it's right here on the box. I just put some milk and eggs in it, stirred it up, whipped it, and put it on a griddle. I mean, this is what they do. It's like, Alex Jones is incredible. He took me to Africa and took me out in the savannah and said, watch that tiger. It's going to grab that gazelle. And sure enough, it did. Hey, this guy's amazing. I don't know how he does it. It'd be like if, you know, 15 years ago, I took you to a Bulls game and I said, now watch this. That guy right there, Michael Jordan, sometime in the next hour and a half, he's going to go over and slam dunk a ball. And then he slam dunks it and they go, how did you know that? You, oh my God, you're incredible. No, it's Michael Jordan. This stuff is so simple. It's all stated on record. They openly run giant eugenics foundations. They say world government's going to be put in place to carry out our orderly extermination. And I give you all the articles and documents every day. I shoot you straight here, but you don't have to believe me. You can go check it out. I tell you, biological diversity assessments, what, 89, 95, 96, they all talk about getting rid of 80% of the population. I put screenshots of it in my films. You can go to the UN online and read it. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, but trust but verify. Trust but verify. Speaking of Reagan, we're going to get into all that. Here's Michael Reagan, the adopted son of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan would never get up on the air and say, go out and buy, you know, I'll buy the bullets, I'll buy the guns, go out and kill Mark Dice, the prominent 9/11 truther that said, mail my DVDs, Terror Storm, to troops overseas to show them the history of government-sponsored terror from the CIA history page. I mean, that's from CIA.gov in the film. They brag they staged terror attacks in Iran to overthrow the government. They staged attacks and blamed it on the government and said kind of a reverse false flag. That'd be like if the government today, some other government staged a terror attack and made it look like our government did it. You know, it, very sophisticated. What they did is they shot mosques, bombed mosques, killed imams, because Mossadegh was trying to keep the Muslim extremists out of control. He was a secular, you know, person who wanted to build up the country, but he wouldn't give BP, British Petroleum, and Dutch Royal Shell all the oil, and Anglo-American oil at the time. And so they went in and staged terror attacks and printed up tens of thousands of handbills saying Mossadegh had done it, as if it was from Mossadegh saying, look, I'm attacking the Muslims. See, you go back to 1953, there are the radical Muslims working for the globalists. They've radicalized the Middle East to keep them under their control. Iraq, the women, 60% of doctor and lawyer graduates and period, 60% across the board, was women. Women didn't wear the headdresses. Women had the same rights as men. Women were in the highest levels of government industry. Not anymore. They wear burqas. You don't see their faces. It's now an Islamic government. That's what the Muslim extremists work for the New World Order. And they think you'll never figure that out. But it's so obvious. The White House admits, the last White House, this White House, they have four al-Qaeda groups attacking Iran, bombing dams, bombing police stations, attacking school buses, trying to get the Iranians to attack the U.S. and to attack the fleet. The Iranians go on TV and say, please stop staging terror attacks. Please stop staging terror attacks. And the U.S. admits they're staging. But that isn't the U.S. That's the bankers that control us and are using us. They publicly used al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. Same story over and over again. The Serbs defend themselves. Oh, the Serbs are engaged in a massacre. We've now got to go take the Serbs over. And the UN comes in and takes over. So that's what's going on here. Now, let me just finish with this. I'm going to do a brief recap as I covered this last hour. Then I'm going to get into all the news. Then JT Coyote's coming up. And then Joe Bannister in studio. In the third hour today, I'm going to get into the latest eugenics info. Some key info I want to cover there. Coming up, and your calls. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. This is out of the Roanoke Times, the major paper in Roanoke, Virginia. And it says he went on Infowars.com. You can read this at Infowars.com. We have links to it. It says he went on my site, and because I remember seeing the post and calling Kurt Nimmo up and saying, delete it, because we don't even have full-time moderators. We got to get them or shut it down. Like, I think I'll just maybe shut the forums down until we are able to hire the moderators. Maybe that's the answer. But then if the money doesn't come in, I can't do it. But side issue. It says he said, go to the cop's house, get him, get his family. You think this is a threat? It isn't. It's a promise is what he said here. And I know. I saw the comments. I erased them. And the FBI calls it days later and says, you erased that. We want you to put that back up. And I said, look, I'm not putting that back up. And they said, okay, well, we're going to subpoena you for it. And I said, whatever. And the subpoena came in. And then another subpoena. And they said, well, we can't say it has to do with this. Tell us about the Obama deception. They were like messing with me, trying to make me think it was about that. And asking my employees about my films and my work and about me. And I was going, is this about this guy making threats or is this about Alex Jones? And they'd say, sorry, I can't tell you that. But don't talk about it or you'll be in contempt of federal grand jury. And I'm like, okay. So I go talk to my lawyers, got to pay for that. And they say, well, you can say they came in there and subpoenaed you, but no, don't say what it's about. I go, hell, I can't say what it's about. I don't know what it's about. Well, now we know at least one of them. It's this guy. And, you know, the issue is what he did is wrong and bad. But what about the cop that did kill the guy in handcuffs and then lie about it and try to cover up the video surveillance, which then came out of him executing him in handcuffs? You know, he's now been indicted. He's now been arrested. And he's going to prison. See, justice is being served. You don't need to go after the cop, or then the guy says, go after the guy's family. How dare you? This cop's family's done nothing. We don't torture in America. We don't go after people's family in America. We're the good guys. You start doing that, you descend into total tyranny. The BATF murdering those children at Waco. We don't lower ourselves to the level of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Formerly the BATF, now the BATFE. We don't lower ourselves to their level. We don't kill children. We don't talk about it. So, just like don't walk out in front of a bus. Do you deserve life in prison like you're probably going to get in a federal prison? Probably at least to serve 15 years? You probably don't. But they're going to go ahead and throw the book at you because the cops are scared. They know they're carrying out tyranny. They know the system's imploding. And they want to intimidate people by throwing the book at them for stuff like this. Because they're scared. And I don't blame them. They're doing a lot of wrong. But a lot of them are doing good. A lot of them aren't bad. And this is rule of law, folks. Rule of law for the globalist. Rule of law for us. Now, that said, here is the hypocrite in chief, Michael Reagan. I'm not going to play the clip of him saying, do things anally to children. If you want to go watch it on YouTube, you can. I'm not playing that audio here. It's too extreme. This, he said, murder children. I can't even say how he does it. This is Jeffrey Dahmer. But this is him saying, kill 9/11 truthers. He'll pay for the bullets. Soliciting murder, and he doesn't get in trouble. But this guy across the country who doesn't have 8 million listeners, he goes on a message board and says it, and he gets in trouble, which he should, but so should Michael Reagan. Here it is.
Hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail calls is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There is a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks
Operation
that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God.
The soliciting murder goes on and on from there. He continues soliciting for murder. Right-wing military writer, we may have to kill war journalists. We broke this. Kurt Nemo wrote the original story, seeing this video at a neocon conference. Then Raw Story picked it up a few weeks ago. Right-wing military writer, we may have to kill war journalists. There's video and audio of it. He says, kill journalists in America that criticize the government. Kill them overseas. So see where this is going with our First Amendment? So I guess for the FBI, it's okay that he's saying kill us. for our free speech. And Michael Savage says put you in prison for your free speech, but then when he gets his free speech taken, he whines and bitches. We'll be right back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Here's a raw story, and then here's the article he wrote. Kurt Nemo originally reported on this. Wishful thinking and indecisive wars, Ralph Peters. This is the top neocon. This is his blog, his words, what he has to say. It says, pretending to be impartial, the self-surrogating personalities drawn to media careers overwhelmingly take a side, and that side is rarely ours. That means foreign offshore banks that use us as their Hessian mercenaries. Although it seems unthinkable now, further future wars may require censorship, news blackouts, and ultimately military attacks on partisan media. They already do that. They already killed U.S. journalists and other journalists in Iraq, and they already say they want to kill journalists here. This is a talking point Glenn Beck puts out about using the military on journalists. This is their system. It goes on, but freedom of the press stops when it abuses and kills our soldiers and strengthens our enemies. Such a view arouses disdain today, but a media establishment that has forgotten any sense of sober patriotism may find that it has become tomorrow's conventional wisdom to kill me, to kill you. Or as Michael Savage said over and over again, I'm sure you've all heard it, put anybody that disagrees with the war in a forced labor camp. Put us in prison, and his argument was, we shouldn't have to pay to have you in prison, so let's make you work. Now, this is the same thing that was done in Soviet Russia, Communist China, that's been done in every dictatorship in history. You know, they always have their excuse how they need to do this. And they're training the kids to spy on their parents. And they're, you know, all the things that go along with tyranny are now happening in our society. And controlling the resources themselves, you know, resource crimes, carbon credit crimes, carbon footprint crimes. And he goes on to talk about how they need to kill journalists. So when you hear Michael Reagan saying that, know that it's very, very serious. But now at least some of the mystery of why the Secret Service and FBI have been here in multiple visits is cleared up with this latest news article, because I'm no longer underneath that subpoena, which they still wouldn't tell me exactly what it was, so I wasn't sure. Hopefully that is the end of it. But that's why we have a video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But click on that. Let's just show people that video. I'm going to play it later in the show, where I ask listeners... I should have turned the lights on and done it all like in here. I kind of just one night said, hey, Rob, you know, Saturday, let's do a promo for the Money Bomb. I haven't promoted that. So I kind of just, the fluorescent lighting, I'm in here with it all glowing, going, hey, you know, this is our office. Support us with the Money Bomb. But I really lay out the points. See, there it is. Alex Jones calls for aid to expand an info war against the global elite. That's the article. I really explain that we're having more effect in the fight against the globalists than all of George Soros' funding for the globalists. I mean, he spent, and others spent millions and millions of dollars for these films they're putting out for free like we do, but pushing carbon taxes, world government. And we are really, really starting to counter them and really having an effect. And we have a chance at victory against these people if folks just take action. But we need more personnel. Bottom line, we need your support to get it done. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, that's coming up on Thursday. If you don't want to support us that way, you can always support us just by buying the books and videos. I have the new video out, Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, and that's not really a documentary. It's more of a presentation. I show the interview I did and put out for 3 years ago, but also added footage I hadn't put out, some behind-the-scenes interviews with him. And, of course... I update things with the latest information. That film needs to be seen. Everybody asked for it. Everybody was requesting I put it on DVD, and they're just sitting in there. I wish it was hot like the Obama deception or like an Endgame, but, you know, Aaron was a hardworking guy and really fought the New World Order, and I think this is a nice testament to what he did and what he said, and it's a key testimony people need. So order Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. We now have 3 months of the monthly best ofs, the DVD arsenal. Those are now, 3 months of those are now available. Great interviews with Ron Paul, you name it. Footage that we shot sending a crew to the tent cities of California. And these are really well produced and in high quality, cover a host of topics. We have a states' rights section in one of the new videos about the rebellion against the feds, states' rights, declaring their sovereignty, the states standing up against the New World Order. That is also available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, see the live TV show we're doing right now, simulcasting with radio, if you're a member for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. And that 15 cents a day pays for the high-quality bandwidth that the site offers. So thanks to all the Prison Planet TV members as well. The toll-free number to call to get the films is 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Tons of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
He is a Native American
named
Jack Travis, but he goes by J.T. Coyote. And he's one of the great posters and writers at the PrisonPlanet.com forum. And a few years ago, he's one of the volunteer moderators on there, trying to keep the feds off stirring up trouble and calling for the murder of police on there. So we really appreciate him, and I've gotten to know him. He's been a guest on. I talked to some of the state reps. He is the guy who had the idea back in the early 1990s and went to one of the state representatives in Colorado and became a volunteer to help get the states' rights movement there. That passed in Colorado, then passed in Oklahoma. Then the feds bombed Oklahoma City to try to demonize the Patriot movement. Now 30-plus states have passed or are passing, not secession like the media says, a declaration of sovereignty saying we're not under federal control. Well, he got SWAT teamed last week, and he said, I don't want to come on this week. Let me get you the police reports. Let me get you the police warrant. And we got those. We called. We confirmed. That's up on Infowars.com with his given name of Jack Travis. That's a great name. Sounds like a hero in a Louis L'Amour book. Whenever he's related to Colonel Travis from Alamo fame. And he got then hit by a SWAT team. So we're going to talk to him about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to get into the latest economic news and then cover eugenics and take your calls in the hour after that. Then in studio, former federal treasury agent, who exposed the private nature and criminal nature of the IRS, will be in studio with us, Joe Bannister. That should be very informative. I look forward to that. He's traveling through Texas with his son. So that is coming up. I want to mention that we have the incident reports, the warrant. It's all posted up on Infowars.com. Nothing you're going to hear here is our opinion. This is cold, hard fact that is up on Infowars.com right now with the police phone numbers, with the names of the realtor that called the police on him. This is the incident report. Then there's the warrant. There's the after-action report. That is all posted up on Infowars.com for anybody that wants to go see this. We document all of this. Just like when I tell you the FBI was here and I've been subpoenaed and I'm not allowed to talk about it. In a federal subpoena, you're not allowed to because it's an ongoing investigation. Well, now I can. It's in the newspaper while the FBI was here. And all you people that say we're liars always get made to look like fools later. But, again, I understand you're getting paid to do that, most of you. It's just unbelievable to be an honest, truthful person and have to deal with your crap. Now, going back to JT Coyote, as he's known on the web, and I guess his Native American name, he's in Colorado. Good, upstanding guy, no criminal record, friends with the sheriff. He gets a visit from the sheriff at night, and he says, "You're about to get hit by a DEA SWAT team. They saw your guns, some of your reloading stuff, and they think it's a meth lab." And that's in the report. Oh, they saw some brass casings. They saw some guns. We think it's a meth lab. Because down in his basement bathroom, he was down there doing reloading. And so anything out of the ordinary, I mean, I see this in the news all the time, where they end up killing old vets and people. And I've seen weird inside the LAPD show that I saw probably 10 years ago, made a big deal out of on air. And it was a World War II vet, and the neighbors hadn't seen him in a week. So they go in, and he's dead on the floor of a heart attack or stroke, I forget. And the cops come up and go, "Look at this guy's Bronco. He's got an NRA sticker. What scum." And they look, he's a World War II vet, and they call him scum for having the NRA sticker. And they go in, and they just say, "Look at these gun, these gun nuts, filth." And the cops openly are stealing his guns on TV. They're so criminal, they think it's normal to say, "I want this gun. I want that gun." And, just incredible. And it's the same thing. Now, I'm not saying all police are like this. A lot of cops are good. But, I mean, this is on video. These cops are so evil and so corrupt is happening right there. And I've told the famous story. It's famous now. I've told it probably 50 times, warning people. I used to do my radio show out of my house. And I got didn't have children then. This was like 8 years ago. And there was a gun rack with a shotgun, a Winchester Defender cheap pump shotgun up there on the wall. And the carpet cleaner said, I can't go in there, sir." And I said, "Why?" And he goes, that gun, isn't that illegal?" And I said, "Why?" He goes, "Well, it's black and it's looks scary." And I said, "Well, don't worry, sir. It's up on a gun rack. It's just for self-defense up there. And, since they're locked up because I have kids, but I can still get in them quickly." And he looked upset, and I said, "Look, the Second Amendment isn't illegal." I said, "You watch a lot of TV, don't you? You know my spiel." And he said, "Huh?" And he said, look, "I'm just not going to clean that room." And I said, "Okay, fine." I said, "But I'm going to, not pay for it because I, already agreed to a contract to clean the whole house." And I guess I'm recounting this too slowly with too much detail. To make a long story short, I have this tendency to kind of flash back to the actual events and creep along telling it. But I pick up a newspaper article because I'd just been in the front page of the Metro and State at a pro-Second Amendment rally, and I just caught bribery at the Capitol on video. And so it was a picture of me shouting at the Capitol. And I said, "See, Alex Jones, protesting for Second Amendment rights at the Capitol, and here's another story right by it about House Ethics Committee says payment's illegal." I said, "See, it's Texas. Guns aren't illegal." I go, "I know you watch TV and the shows are based in New York where guns are illegal. And I assure you, sir, there's gun shops all over town." And the guy kind of got mad, like I was trying to act like I was smart or something. He was real stupid. He was a white guy, still remembering, because with a carpet cleaner place, you have the main carpet guy and then you have his assistant that drags it along behind him. It was this Hispanic guy, and that guy kind of got mad and walked outside. And the Hispanic guy goes, yeah, he's an idiot. He does this all the time. I think I'm going to quit this job. And then they leave, and I have a bad feeling a couple hours later. So I call the carpet cleaner place, the Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner. And I call Stanley Steamer Carpet Cleaner, and I say, yeah, this is Alex Jones. I had a carpet cleaner here. And he goes, and it's the manager. Yes, I know. Yes. Oh, yes, you know. Yes, you know. And he said, how can I help you? And I said, well, one of your guys was acting all freaked out about a shotgun in my office up on a gun rack. And I said, that's completely legal. He goes, I know, we're not calling the police. And I said, you're not calling the police. He goes, no, it was discussed. We explained you're allowed to have a firearm, but he's not comfortable around it, so you know he didn't clean the room. And I said, well, whatever. Then I go on Access TV that night, and the Hispanic helper calls in to the show, and it's his same voice. He says, hey, Alex, just wanted you to know that I didn't want to say anything today, that I'm a fan, too, and I got in an argument with that guy, and he did try to call the cops at the office, and they fired me today. So they fired the guy, the helper, the assistant, because he got in an argument explaining this is crazy. And there was reportedly some big debate, and they almost called the cops on me. This is America, folks. So now we go to JT Coyote, joining us from Colorado. JT Coyote, in a nutshell, tell folks what happened.
Well, Alex, it was pretty crazy. It's good talking with you, by the way.
Good having you on with us. Glad you weren't killed by the SWAT team.
Man, I tell you, it could have turned ugly real quick. You know, I'm a gunsmith, and I run my business out of my home. So, you know, I've got...
Century 21 did well, though. Stop.
Oh, yeah. They did their job under InfraGuard. You know, it's amazing how quickly they work, too. But any time a federal warrant is issued, you know, they came in. They were 2 hours late. They came in. They were supposed to be one realtor and a buyer that was interested. It turned out to be a convention of Century 21 real estate agents. And, you know, I mean, they were interested, you know, they came in. The one guy was interested in my telescope. Another guy interested in my dog. And they fanned out all over the place.
Yeah, that's an excuse. They were running probably a black op. You know, they get kickback goodies for whoever they were at.
All they had to do was see something that they could say was. And the firearms were secondary. They saw my annealing apparatus in the lower bathroom where I anneal 100-year-old cartridge cases to make them usable again for these old antique firearms. You know, people like to shoot their old relics. But
they do describe in the warrant that guns were seen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it said, this is consistent with a meth lab.
Yes.
The firearms mean you're a meth lab.
That's, you know, in their head. And so this guy goes down and swears a complaint against me. And because he used that term, meth lab, that automatically brings in the DEA, so a federal warrant is issued. Well, the sheriff in the county, any time a federal warrant is issued, he has to honor that. And, you know, when he found out that it was me, you know, I've known John for years, and he goes, oh, no, we're not going to have one of those in here, not with him.
Thank God you had a good sheriff who wasn't drunk at the bar at night. He actually was watching the warrants coming across his desk like he's supposed to.
Exactly. John Minor is a constitutional sheriff par excellence, and he's what everyone prays they have as a sheriff in their county. He was off duty. He hadn't slept. He'd been up, you know, I mean, the sheriff's work is never done. And, you know, in street clothes, him and the chief of police, Mark Hamschmidt, they both knew that this was could go ugly because they all know what I do. And, you know, I keep loaded weapons around. You know, we live in an area where, well, the biggest drug bust in county history happened 2 years ago, two blocks from my house. So we're in that gray zone between commercial and residential. So, you know, I'm like you, Alex. You got that .357 in the drawer there? I've got several.
Right here.
You betcha. I got I got several of them. And, you know, my daughter, she's pretty. And some of these young boys from south of the border, she's pretty in that way. You know, the Indian is favored in her. And she's, she's got stalkers. She's 17 years old, you know. And you don't know who's going to come through that door. So the problem here was the way the whole thing went down in town. I mean, they invented stuff. I don't know. Did you read that incident report?
No, it was just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
This is how America is. I mean, this is what they do. Listen, folks, when workers are in your house now and see a bruise on your kid's leg, you don't know if SWAT team's coming.
Yeah.
Because that's the new – all of America's being converted to the Defense Department and the private agencies, the defense contractors owning the red lights, the threat fusion centers, the police training. Most of the new college grads are law enforcement related, literally. They're converting everything over. So that's how those realtors make their money. Is getting a cut off of who they ran out.
Or,
and so they just run around 24/7 tattling on people.
Or if they can get a property. See, we were selling our house. That's why they were here. If they can get a property condemned as a meth lab, they can pick it up for nickels on the dollar.
No, I know. I mean, for people that don't know, this country has collapsed already. People just haven't figured it out yet. It's kind of like somebody dies next to you at the theater, and at the end of the movie, you know, the guy's sweeping up the popcorn. And they go, sir, and they find out he's dead. He's been dead for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, the country's pretty much dead. We might be able to defibrillate it, you know, with some shockers if we wake up now and do it. But, I mean, it's just total tattletale, spies, news admits the kids are being trained to turn in their parents. This isn't freedom. While the government ships the heroin and cocaine in and pushes Ritalin and Prozac on the kids, J.T. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God the sheriff came. He told you now the SWAT team's coming around the door. What happened next?
Well, after... When he showed up, you know, the dog started barking. He showed up, him and Mark, and they knocked on the door. They were both dressed in street clothes with their, sheriff blazers. Neither one of them was armed. They said, JT, we got to talk to you. And I said, well, come on in. I'll put on a pot of coffee. They said, no, we're going to have to talk outside. And that's when I knew something was up. But John, I mean, he apologized profusely. It should have never gone that way. They contacted the sheriff to begin with. And, you know, he says, in about 2 minutes, a DEA SWAT team is going to be searching your home. And I laughed. I couldn't believe it. I just, and he gave the high sign. The boys came over. And, you know, John had prepped them. You know, he says, look, you're in my county. This is going to be done my way. And they were.
So anyways, they went around your house and came out and admitted nothing was there. And
yeah.
Then one of them shook your hands for doing reloading because a lot of cops are into guns.
Well, you know, if you walk through my house, Alec, every room, there's at least 4 or 5 firearms leaning up against the wall.
Because you're a gunsmith. You're allowed to have your job. It's what you do. You're not evil.
Exactly. Exactly. It's what I do. And the guys, we sat around for about 20 minutes and we discussed what could have happened. Had the sheriff not intervened.
But they were still acting like you were your friends, you know, because the creeps admit they were recording you the whole time you were friendly talking to them.
Yeah, the whole thing was going on. And the thing is, the questions, you know, I just wanted to know if they were training real estate agents to identify meth labs. And the answer to that was yes. And this guy had gone through an 80-hour course, 80 hours, and he's calling my reloading equipment a meth lab. Now, what does that tell you about the level of instruction?
Well, I would know what reloading equipment was in a half a second. I've seen it in so many rural homes
in
my own family, but I guess to them, a big cranking, you know, stamper, the parts, the casings, I guess it looked like drugs to him. Well, basically, if all you had in your house was American Idol and Janet Jameson videos, everything would have been okay.
Yeah,
but you had guns, and we all know that's why this happened. And yeah, they're taking all these different industry people with InfraGuard and training them for anti-terror, anti-drug. You see these FBI ads about recruiting farmers to fight Al-Qaeda. Once they get to the meeting, it's, does your neighbor have a well that's not metered?
Yeah.
Is your neighbor smoking pot? Is your neighbor not paying taxes? And people show up to these anti-terror meetings and they find out the people are the terrorists. And they say, oh, we're going to tattle and spy on neighbors to fight Al-Qaeda because that sounds reasonable. Then once you get there, it's, does your neighbor spank their kids? And I've shown those news articles and federal documents here on air. This is what everything's being converted to. Now, what would have happened if the SWAT team would have come kicking in the door? Half the time, they don't even announce police. You'd have been sitting there, you said, at your computer at night, probably moderating PrisonPlanet.com forum.
As a matter of fact, I was on InfoWars deleting all kinds of stuff because, you know, what you were talking about earlier. And that's a whole different story.
So you're on there deleting, you know, do this to the cops, kill this, kill that,
and then here
come the cops.
Alex, the ones that get through are 1% of the ones that get posted.
So it's just insane.
It's insane. And, you know, for me, it's exciting because at that time of the day.
No, I'm not griping at you and the three or four volunteer moderators. Yeah. I'm saying I got to get full-time people here doing it or get rid of it because it's like just FBI...
Yeah.
People popping up, Secret Service here at the office, and subpoenas, and guys with guns and sunglasses. And, I mean, it's getting out of control. JT Coyote, stay right there, my friend. This is the GCN Radio Network. This could happen to any of you out there. I bet it's already happened to a lot of you. We could take a lot of calls on that subject.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The social engineers controlling our society are using radio, TV, dramas, fiction to imply all guns are illegal. And now, using concealed carry, they turn it right into a privilege and go, yeah, you can carry a gun. You can carry a gun in these states. You just got to go get a license. Well, you can still carry a gun in most of those states, depending on a rifle or handgun, depending on the state, without the concealed carry. The concealed carry just means the government says you've been checked and they approve of it. What we need is Vermont-style carry. And crime rates go down on average about 24% after 2 years after one of these is implemented because carjackers and people get scared. We don't have a lot of carjacking in Texas because we'll kill you. If somebody tries to carjack me, I'm going to kill you dead in a hammer. But in New York and Chicago and places where victims are disarmed, they do. So, see, for other people, let me just show all the cowards, all the conditioned people out there who see those signs that say, report illegal guns. This is not illegal. This is my Second Amendment right that forefathers fought and died for. And this is here in case somebody tries to do a mass shooting or tries to attack me or tries something. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to defend myself. You may get me, but I'm not going down without a fight. And you need to stop being so gelded, so conditioned, so afraid of firearms. You know, just 30 years ago, 40 years ago, my dad going to public school, he would bring his shotgun to school. He'd go hunt with friends after school. He was going over to their house, their ranch. He went to a pretty big high school out in the country. He would take his firearms. And now it's a complete and total freakout. We have been domesticated, ladies and gentlemen. We have been turned into complete and total slaves. And it needs to stop. So, JT Coyote, thank God you weren't killed in any of this.
And thank God I didn't, they didn't hammer jack my front door, because there would have been a couple of them going out too. You know, body armor notwithstanding, I don't bring a pop gun to a cannon fight. And
to be clear, because you're saying you might not have known if it was police.
Say again, Al?
You might not have known if it was police.
Well, no. The direction they came in, I don't have access to the view. I've got my computer set up to where I can look out the front door, but I can't see the direction they came from. Plus, I have a view of all three entrances into the house. So, you know, and Alex, I have a couple of firearms sitting here, and they're loaded and chambered. You know, it's just, you know, there's no small children here. So, you know, it's purely, I'm a gunsmith. You know, what you grab one of my old antique rifles, and that's enough to buy your pay for your drug habit for a month, because some of these are worth many thousands of dollars. And so, you know, this whole thing could have gotten ugly real quick, and the sheriff knew that.
And it's all because he did those guys a favor, those DEA guys a favor. They want to stop the drugs, stop the government from shipping it in. You bozos know that.
Yeah, they.
The issue here is, JT Coyote, is that you can't have the services. You can't just have a realtor in your house. You can't just have a plumber in your house. And not all of them are doing this, but the big outfits generally are. It's the big.
Well, there was deception there too, Alex. You've got to realize that our realtor was told that it would be one realtor and a hot prospective buyer, and it ended up being a group of Century 21 realtors. That right there is under false pretenses. So there's, you know, we're checking the legal ramifications of that, because we have the conversation between our realtor and this guy on tape. It was on an answering machine. So, you know, this isn't by any means over. These guys, there has to be some responsibility for people like realtors and carpet cleaners. You know, if you're going to accuse somebody of something and somebody gets killed, you need to pay. And you know,
they never do. They give them medals.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
JT Coyote, we appreciate the great work.
All right, buddy.
That you're doing. But stay there one more minute. I want you to spend 5 minutes talking about how crazy it is trying to moderate Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.com.forum.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.